Welcome to Chip Chat, Conversations in the Cloud, a weekly podcast with IT leaders who are driving the future of a software-defined infrastructure-based data center.
Hello, I'm Gary McCulley, and welcome to Chip Chat, Conversations in the Cloud. Today, I'm speaking with Nelson Nahum, CEO and co-founder of Zadara Storage. Welcome, Nelson.
Thank you, Gary. Good to be here.
Now, before we dive in, tell us a little bit about Zadara Storage.
At Zadara Storage, we do enterprise storage as a service. Basically, what it means is enterprise class storage capabilities, block storage, file storage, object storage, but completely as a service. So customers don't need to pay any capex. They just pay what they use. We are unique in the way that we provision the storage that can be in the, connected to public clouds like Amazon and Azure, can be on-premise. The customer data center, even though still pure OPEX, we manage the system remotely. So for the customer, it's a win-win situation. It's zero CapEx, lower OPEX, and you can have the storage either on-premise or in the cloud or both, and you can easily replicate back and forth data.
Zadara, how'd you come up with that name?
A really good story, actually. Our company is an Israeli company. We were thinking to call this back in 2011 cloud something, okay? Now, cloud, we realized that at some point, everything will be cloud. So will not be a good name at some point. But the day that we got the funding for the company, the Hebrew date is day Z of month Adar A. It's supposed to be a really good, lucky day because this is the day that Moses was born and died the same day.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, wow. And we got the funding in addition to the...
Okay, well, that was a good sign, maybe.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, I've read where Zadara uses software-defined storage to deliver your technologies. Would you call Zadara a software-defined storage company exclusively?
So our technology is software-defined storage. So every customer has the feeling that he has actually a storage box, but actually it's coming from a multi-tenant system, and our technology allows to separate very well the customers, giving more security, more performance, better control of the storage. So the technology is software-defined storage. However, we don't sell the software as a software only. We sell the full storage service. That means it comes with hardware, software, operations, day-to-day operations, and the customer only pay for what they use. So to that extent, we are more of a cloud storage company rather than a software-defined storage company, but the technology is SDS.
Sure. What Intel products do you utilize today?
We use a lot of Intel products, so Intel servers, Intel Flash, and we're working very close to the Flash group there with the next generation 3D Crosspoint. We use NICs from Intel as well from time to time. We use networking. We build a full rack of equipment, and obviously anybody that builds a full rack of equipment will use quite a lot of Intel products.
What if somebody wanted enterprise-grade cloud storage? Is that something that you guys could provide?
Yeah. So when we call enterprise-grade, means that the customer has the full control, all the data protection features, the performance, the separation with other tenants, let's say, of the same storage, you know, the snapshots and replications and security encryption and things like that. And then the customer decides where to put this cloud storage. Because it is block, file, and also object, typically we put this cloud storage close to the applications. And if the customer run applications on-premise, this cloud storage will be on-premise. If the customer run applications in Amazon or Azure or other cloud providers, then the full rack will be co-located with the applications. And many of our customers use both or multiple sites on-premise as well as public cloud as well.
Traditional on-premise data centers require large upfront capital expenditures. Talk a little bit about how the market's shifting from a CapEx focus to more of an OpEx as a service.
Yeah. We see more and more customers that they like the OpEx-only solution. It's not only the money that they save on the hardware itself. It's also the operations and things like that. Many of our customers, or all of our customers, they like the OpEx model. In some cases, they cannot go to the public cloud because of different either regulations or different good reasons. But when we say, listen, you can have the entire equipment and the whole storage stack in your own premise and you don't need to pay anything, and you just pay for what you use, then the conversation open up and say, oh, that's a win-win situation. We are more efficient than they can be in buying hardware. We are more efficient in the technology to do the remote management of these storage boxes. And so at the end of the day, the customer gets full flexibility. They don't need to spend their capital. They can spend their capital into their business instead of managing storage, and they get the best of both worlds, basically.
Do you have an example of how a cloud provider has improved their performance using your technology?
Yeah, this particular example, it is funny because this customer had money ready to buy another storage, more of the incumbent storage, and they couldn't find the salesperson. And trying to search, they got into our case. They connected, we started talking, and the first impression was, okay, this will be an OPEX model. And they say, well, that's great. They're a service provider. They have IT capabilities, but again, they're busy doing many things. And if they can offload the CapEx completely and they can offload some of the OPEX to manage the storage, and we will manage the storage for the customer, will be great. And then they started doing tests, and it turned out that they have much better performance. One of the reasons for the highest performance is that we do flash cache with all our storage. Can be primary flash only, can be tier 2 that is SAS HDDs 10K RPM, or can be tier 3 that is SATA HDDs. But even in the case of tier 3, we put flash cache in all the storage. So they found that our SATA plus a lot of cache with flash perform much faster than their previous enterprise SAS-based drive solution. They reduced dramatically the footprint. I was visiting this customer 2 weeks ago, and they saved 3.5 entire racks space that they can use now to provide services to other customers.
One of the things that I was interested in is this on-premise as a service. The advantage is you can have off-premise cloud storage while retaining data on site. I would imagine that's important for companies like financial services or medical companies, things like that, where the data needs to be kept very secure.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about what you guys do to offer that advantage.
Yeah, so many of our customers that have on-premise, for many different reasons, they don't want to go to the public cloud. For security reasons, we have universities having our storage on-premise because they have social security numbers of the students and they don't want to have this in the public cloud. We have medical records and other type of companies that they decided upfront that they want this on-premise. Now, they still love the OPEX functionality, the agility that they can expand and shrink at any time. So it's not only OPEX to expand, they can shrink. It's per use. Right, so if they onboard a new customer, they can quickly expand. They go to a console and expand. We don't need to ship additional boxes, or we ship additional boxes only in the back end. And at any time, they can shrink, and the next month, the bill will be lower. It's a pure utility model.
If somebody out there wanted to go online to learn more about your company and your products, where would they go?
ZadaraStorage.com, ZADARA. Or easier is to go to Google and Google Zadara. We have free trials. It's very easy to have a trial, especially in the cloud. Basically, we do a half-hour onboarding session. You can use from Amazon, Azure, and any other cloud. We have multiple cloud providers offering our storage as part of their offering.
Well, thanks, Nelson, for spending time with us today, and best wishes to Zadara Storage.
Thank you very much, Gary. It was a pleasure to meet you here. We'll be right back.